So the story's like this. So yesterday we did a packet, okay, Lamed Zion, even though I have more packets to do. But Lamaisa, I think we have to start Chazar today. because whatever, the more time we'll figure it out. But let's start today, we'll get the Chazar done, and then we'll deal with it from there. Okay, I have the Chazar questions, the sheets here. If you didn't get, please take. Okay. Ba'er divrei Gemara b'Sanhedrin. Amar Rav Chista kol acholik al rabbo kacholik al ashchina. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Kuf Yud, kol acholik al rabbo is kacholik al ashchina. That if you argue with your Rebbe, that's arguing with the Shechina. So that's mashma, that you're not allowed to argue with your Rebbe. So Rashi in Kuf Yud Amud Aleph on page 15 of the packet says no, doesn't mean you're not allowed to argue with your Rebbe. You can argue with your Rebbe respectfully, but it means cholek al yeshivaso. So what does that mean? Cholek al yeshivaso. So the Be'er Sheva says, what does that mean? Isn't that, what does that mean? You argue with his yeshiva, what does that mean? So he thinks he's saying what the Rambam say. What does the Rambam say? Rambam Perkei Hilchos Talmud Torah Halacha Beis. Page 3. He's Cholek al Rabbo Zekhovelo Medrash V'yoshev V'dorish Melamed Shelo Bershus Rabbo. Rabbo Kayim. Means that you open up you start giving shiurim and you start opening up a yeshiva without permission of your Rebbe. Ezel Cholak al Rabbah Zesha Kovel of Medrash V'yoshev V'dorish Melamed Shelo Bershus, page 3 in the Melamed Shelo Bershus Rabbah V'rabbah Kayim Aval Pish Rabbah B'nei Aches also Lodem Loros. So he says, the Be'er Sheva says you're allowed to argue with your Rebbe in a Psak Halacha. And we saw the Truma Sedeshin, right? That the Truma Sedeshin says you can argue with your Rebbe if you have proof. Marik says maybe only if you're on the level of your Rebbe. But he says so. Therefore, Cholek al Rabbo, he doesn't think means that you're Cholek al Ashkina doesn't mean arguing in Halacha. You could argue in Halacha with your Rebbe. But what you can't do, says the Be'er Sheva, that Pshat and Rashi, is based on what the Rambam says. That you're, that was, when you want to go from the next stage, from being a Talmud to be a Rebbe yourself, you have to have permission to get to that next stage, that you're worthy of teaching Torah. So if you're Koveya Medrash V'yoshev V'dorish, and you didn't get permission, and your Rebbe's still alive, even though your Rebbe lives in Australia and you're in New York, so it's not like you're nearby and you're, but still you're that's called Cholek al Rabbo. And the Gra says, because we have many cases in Shas where a Talmud argues with his Rebbe. And we'll talk about maybe those cases a little bit later. But so the Gra says you have many examples that the Talmud argues with his Rebbe. So therefore, Cholek al Rabbo doesn't mean that you... The Truma Sedeshit says that you can't argue. Cholik al Shechina means if you start teaching without permission of your Rebbe. Then that's question number one. Question number two. Ba'er divrei Gemara b'Kedushin lo soser es dvarav. Right? The Gemara Kedushin says by your parent that you have to have respect, mora, fear, and respect, and covet. So what's a violation of fear? That you sit in his place, you shouldn't sit in your father's seat, you shouldn't stand in his place. Lo soser es dvarav. So what does that mean, lo soser es dvarav? So lo soser es dvarav is mashma, you can't argue. So how does that... Now, and we assume that these halachas apply to Rabbi Mufak also, that there's a din of mora. So that, how is that going to fit in to... So we said in Shulchan Aruch, it says by Kibra Ve'im, it says Lo Sosas Dvarav. And the Shach says, "Bein shecholak alav, bein sheomer cholak alav nirin dvarecha." But you can't argue with him, and if somebody is arguing with your father, you can't take sides. You can't say, "Oh, I think you're right against it." So the question is, but how does that fit into what we said before? We said before that you're allowed to argue in halacha. The only thing that you're not allowed to do, and this Soser es Dvarav is a din in Kibud Rabba also on page 7. Lo yeshev b'mkomo lo yichriya lo yistar dvarav. So how does this fit in? So we said to look in the Chazon Ish. What does the Chazon Ish say? Well, so says Dvarav Nira Davka Beloshon Hachlota Valiton Besvar Valahakshel Shari. You're allowed to ask questions. But he says to say an affirmative statement against your Rebbe, then that you shouldn't do. And if you're arguing, in other words, it could be you want to ask a question to your Rebbe, you could ask. Obviously, you're asking to him. If you want to argue, because you think that, like the Truma Sedeshin says, then you could do that shelo b'fanav. So, well, so says Dvarav, therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, would mean what? That you're doing it face to face. But if you're doing it not in his presence, one second, that's what the Sefer here writes on page 22, Sefer covered R here. Because he says, we find so many times in Shas that people argued on the Rebbe. So he says, it could be that's Shalom Afanov. So that could be one possible way of dealing it. That again, so that's what the Chazon Ish says. The Chazon Ish says that if you're doing it shelo b'fanav, then it's okay. And lososer dvarav means in his presence. And the Chiddush of Cholek al Rabbo, even shelo b'fanav, is if you're opening up a yeshiva. So again, if you're opening up a yeshiva, you're starting to give shiurim and you didn't get permission. So that's even your Rebbe lives in Australia and you're in New York. That's us. If you argue with the Psak Halacha, then you could do that shelo b'fanav. That's what the Truma Sedesh says. That's how he explains in the Sefer Kibud, the Hidra Aruch. But the Taz says a different idea. So the Taz says, on page 22, he goes here, Lo yistor dvar afilu shelo b'fanav. Right? Lo yistor dvar means even shelo b'fanav. So, but psak is mutter, even b'fanav. So it could be that lo yistor dvar is about something that's not a psak halacha. So again, according to the first pshat we saw by the Chazon Ish, that the concept of arguing with your Rebbe or your parents is only b'fanav. Shalom b'fanav is mutter. The difference between b'fanav and shalom b'fanav. And shalom b'fanav is mutter. According to the Taz, lo yistor dvarav is even shalom b'fanav. But that's only something that's not psak halacha. Something that's psak halacha, then you could maybe argue even b'fanav. Just have to do it respectfully. I mean, the Shach writes Beferish the near the Sosa Dvar Vosarov Shalom Befanov. The Taz writes feel sure b'fanav. But psak is mutter. So that's another way he's saying. He's saying that lososa dvarav means, according to the Taz, that you can't argue with him, even shalom b'fanav. But that's if you're talking about something mundane. But you're talking about a psak halacha, then it's mutter, because if you think he's saying the wrong halacha, you're allowed to say that it's the wrong halacha in a respectful way. You have to, and that's the Be'er Sheva, he quote says, that it means that also you could say lososas dvarav means in an arrogant way. But if you're doing it in a respectful way, then that's okay. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. Lososa dvarav, in other words, that's a whole other approach. So again, kol acholik al rabo, kacholik al hashchina. That's if you kovei yeshiva. That's the Rashi and the Rambam. Then there's a concept of lososa dvarav, so that the Shach and the Taz both say even shalom b'fanav. But the Taz points out that it's not talking about psak halacha. It's talking about mundane things. Psak halacha, you could argue even the fun of. Because lososas dvarav is even shalom b'fanav. So it means b'fanav and shalom b'fanav. So if psak halacha is mutter, it's mashu even b'fanav. But the Be'er Sheva says it should be done in a sensitive way. Don't say you don't know what you're talking about. Just say, you know, I think that based on this, it should come out this way. Don't say, which is obviously against what the Rebbe said, but it's not like, oh, I think you're totally wrong. You know, that's what the Be'er Sheva says is, again, that you shouldn't do it b'loshon stira, in a disrespectful way. So again, lososas dvarav is a din both by parent and by rabbo. And the Taz says it's even shalom b'fanav, and the Shach also says even shalom b'fanav. But psak halacha is mutter, because that's a different thing. If you think someone's saying the wrong halacha, and he says is that lososa dvar means loshon stira in a disrespectful way. Yeah. So again, it's complicated, so let's just review again. There's an isser of cholek al rabbi, cholek al shchita, hashchina. Rashi says that's the cholek al yeshivasa. And the Be'er Sheva says, based on the Rama, means you start teaching or opening a yeshiva without your Rebbe's permission. And that's even shalom b'fanav, obviously. Then there's a din of lososa as dvarav. That means even shalom b'fanav. But in halacha, it's mutter, and it's mashma from the Taz, even b'fanav. And the Be'er Sheva says, so what's lososas dvarav means? Well, so Zadvar means you can't do it in a disrespectful way. Lashon Stira. But when it comes to you always have to be respectful, but if you're respectful, then you can argue. That's the first thing in the Be'er Sheva. That you can argue. As long, and then he says, that maybe Lososos Dvar has nothing to do with Dvar Halacha. It's only talking about mundane things. But in the first part, he says that it's even talking about Dvar Halacha, but you're allowed to argue. So it means you just have to do it in a respectful way. And the Chazanish also speaks about when you speak like affirmative, or you just lashon haklata v'litam b'svar v'lachsha shari afil lachlach b'svar b'lashon hechleit shelo b'fanav muta chumash shekosav agro v'delosh k'ashach sham. Because the shach, it says that Sosa Dvarav is also of Shalom Bafanov. So Chazanish says, no, maybe not. Maybe Shalom Bafanov is mutter, even in an absolute way. And the Shach is mashman that Shalom Bafanov is still also. And the Chazanish is saying, no, the Loka Shach Shach. So the Chazanish is more makel when it's shalom b'fanav. Okay. Tein divrei Orchas Chaim v'nini yimeshdin rabba muvak b'zman hazeh. So the Orchas Chaim says it could be all this halacha that you can't argue, what you could argue, can't argue, only is rabba muvak. If he's not rabba muvak, then this whole thing doesn't apply, because there's no chiyuv mora if he's not rabba muvak. And we'll discuss what rabba muvak means, but so the Orchas Chaim says that it could be this man hazeh that we don't have Rabba Mufak. Because we have printed Sfarim today. He says, "Rav Shmuel be'iver, chosav be'grosei miyom shagol avosein v'charav beis b'klusheinu v'tapshu aratzos v'smatu atoros l'avos eilon ol lomar mora abchal chimor shemayim chol adinam aruim lasas talbit rav spatul kemboros v'aperusha v'chidusha v'chiburim hei mamorim anoshim v'chol lofi pichas alavavos." ככה ירגילים שבעירם יחזיק התלמיד מדרש ולאמין בה כל המורה הלכה בפני רבו. So maybe the whole halacha doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, because not everyone agrees with this, but the fact that we have, the old days, they just had, everything you learned was oral. Your Rebbe would teach you something orally. You wouldn't have any svarim to look in, so your whole source of knowledge would be from your Rebbe. But the Aruch HaChaim says that maybe b'zman hazeh, it doesn't apply.
This is not so
b'zman hazeh. So therefore we wouldn't have a din of Rabbah Mufa. Because the din of Rabbi Mufak means that you can't argue with him. That's the question, what that means. Does it mean only, you know, Befanov, Shalom Befanov is all the question. But it could be we don't have a din of Rabbi Mufak b'zman hazeh. Others disagree and say no, that we'll speak about them in a future question. But the Aruch HaChaim says an idea that maybe we don't have a din. And Rabbi Mufak, you have to stand up, even if he's not in Yedalat Amos. As long as you see him, you have to stand up. So if you hold there's no din of Rabbi Mufak, b'zman hazeh, then you wouldn't. Okay, then we had a question four. Teina mokul halacha shlo yeshu b'mokum rabba v'lo yistor dvarav. So the Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch Meish Mem Beis Tezayin, says that lo yeshiv makom lo yisto dvarav. So where does that come from? Because the Gemara never said that. The Gemara only said lo yisto dvarav really by a parent, with his mora avayim. So how do we know to transfer it even to Rabbah? So the Bir HaGro quotes a Medrash in Parshas Baal Oscha. And the Medrash Rab in Parshas Baal Oscha on page 9 here, the Hadarta Shalom Mekomo says, Mipnei Seva Torah, Eze Hidur Amar Torah, Hadar Shalom Mekomo, Leishim Mekomo, Leisosis Dvarav. It says Hadarta. If they say Vatokum, Vahadarta Pnei Zokin. All those things from the word Vahadarta means you have to have reverence. So lo yoma bim komo, lo yeshim komo, lo yesosos dvarav. So that's the source. And the Shulchan Aruch has this din. Because in the Shas, we only find it by a parent. That lo yeshim komo, lo soser zvarv. But in Shulchan Aruch, it says even by a rabba mufak. And then we just want to know what that means. Because the Truma Sadesha says you're allowed to argue in halacha. So maybe it's only referring to non-halacha. Or maybe it's referring to halacha, but... Because in other words, everyone seems to say we hold like the Trumas Hadeshin, you could argue in halacha, except maybe the Marik, at least so. But you just have to either the halacha of Los Osos Dvarav doesn't apply to halacha, or Los Osos Dvarav just means that you don't do it in a disrespectful way. Number five, Tein Divrei HaTaz Bebir V'lo Yistor Zvarav. So we said the Taz says that means, we did this already, means even Shalo B'fanav, but P'sak Halacha is Mutter. And that's Mashmur that P'sak Halacha is Mutter even B'fanav. Because Lo Sosos Dvav is even, is mundane things even Shalo B'fanav. And then the question is, you know, what about P'sak Halacha? So P'sak Halacha is Mutter. Is that only Shalom B'fanov or even B'fanov? Okay. Tein Rai Mi Gemara Sheicholim Lachlok Al Rabo. Right? So we had a Gemara in Kedushin. And Daf Mem Beis. Where the Gemara speaks about that if a Yisomim, right, they lost their father and now they want to make a divide up the Yerusha. So they appoint an apotropos, they appoint a guardian to divide the Yerusha. Bezin appoints. But when they get older, that they can say that they don't like this division. They want to redo it. And Rav Nachman says, no, they can't. Because then what's the point of Beis Din? If you don't listen to Beis Din, what's the point of Beis Din? Beis Din is a psak. And you don't listen to the psak. So what's the point? So Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel was the first. He was saying first in the name of his Rebbe. That Higdilim, when the kids get older, now they can redo the division. But then the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Didei says that they can't. So you see clear from this Gemara, there was Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, and then there was Rav Nachman Didei. So Rav Nachman didn't follow what his Rebbe said. Because that's what we saw in the Trumas Hadeshim, that you don't have to. Again, it's not that you just feel he's wrong. You have a proof. You have a riot. Not just you know.
Or
what?
In
what are you saying?
In the case of where the Bezin appoints the guardian, and you wish to change.
Right. So Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, the Bezin appoints the guardian, and then when they become bar mitzvah, they could change the division. And Rav Nachman Didei says no. And whatever the Beis Din did, they have to keep with. So one was Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, and one was Rav Nachman Didei. So you see that Shmuel was his Rebbe. So first he said what he heard from his Rebbe, and then he said his own. So that's what the Trumas Hadeshim says. You could argue with your Rebbe.
But the reason is, doesn't matter why they want to change the division.
Right. They, I don't know, they gave him a place in the north, he likes the south, they gave him the
no, heart. The, essentially you could argue that I would like to change something of the Beis Din's ruling because there's something.
Question is what the Beis Din did, is that binding forever? That's a halachic discussion. Now, I might want to change it for whatever reason I have.
Right, but other, but like later on.
A person, well, not me, I'm saying a person could change.
Due to just the change of external factors. Mm-hmm. Could you just change a P'sak Halacha of Beis Din just because I feel like it?
No, because this is a P'sak just based on, you know, they have to do something with the property. It's
right,
not like
right.
Beis Din is paskening a Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and I don't like the way they pass because I don't know anything. Here, it's a question of they do it for the kids' benefit, and now the kids are no longer 6, 7, 8 years old, and now they're older, and now they have They want to say, we have a, you know, you gave me, one guy got the house in Florida, one guy got a house in Chicago, one guy a house, and he wants to, you know, so is it binding?
In the case of monetary situations, would the stock halacha be binding?
If it's a halacha, then it's binding. If it's here, it's not a halacha. Here, this is what they decided just arbitrarily. So now the question is it binding or not? That was the machlokus between Rav Nachman and Shmuel and Rav Nachman Didei.
So outside halacha, precedents are not binding.
But the question is, maybe it's still binding. That's the machlokus here. When they make an apotropos, because Bez needs to make an apotropos, because you have to do something with the property. Okay, 7. Ten shitas abesios b'kvis halacha b'ema shetomo lo v'ramah. So, right, that's Lamed Beis. You have Lamed Beis, Michael? So the Beis Yosef says he follows the three, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. Right, and that's how he paskin halacha. Unless there was a minig otherwise, right? Then he wouldn't go against the. He doesn't want to go against the minig. But if not, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, and b'vokum shlo gila daito shum echad minagim alamudim azkarim. Because if they didn't give a particular opinion on a particular halacha. The Rambam doesn't say anything, the Rif doesn't say anything, the Rambam doesn't say anything, and another big posek says something, then you follow him. That's what Rabbi Fremis said, why he thought that the Shulchan Aruch passed like the Bahag, was the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, didn't say anything explicit about missing a day in Sfira. So the Ramah argues in his Hakdama to the Darkei Moshe. And he doesn't like this way. He said there are other poskim besides the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. There's the Balei Tosfos, there's the Mordechai, there's the. So why should we delete them? Bashar Rabsa Diya Torah Vachashalem. Marik, Marie. And these were later. So, and they take into account more things. They were the later poskim, like the Truma Sadeshin, and so he doesn't take into account all these later svarim that quote you the different minhagim. The Rosh, the Rashba, the Marik. So he doesn't think it's right. That he doesn't take into account all the other poskim. And usually we follow like the later, because we assume that the later poskim saw what the earlier ones said and still saw more. So he says, based on that, the Mechaber is very limited. He won't take into account all the Minhagim, all the Basrai, Halacha Kibasrai. So he doesn't like his style of Psak, the Rambam is saying. Yadush Rav and Mechaber Beis Yosef B'Tivol. He says we pass it like the later ones, and he doesn't take into account the later poskim. So that's the Shitas Beis Yosef, is he only follows the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rosh, unless there's a minig against it, or unless the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rosh didn't speak about it. And the Ramah doesn't like that, because he says you should take into account the later Rishonim, the Truma Sadesha and the Marik. And then we saw the Shalah also. Says you should follow the later. He says the same thing. You follow Basrai, Halacha ke Basrai. Like the later, Basrai means the later one, later poskim. So he says a similar thing. You should take into account all the other, like what he likes what the Rambam had to say. And then the Yam Shel Shlomo, that's question 9, also has a taina against the Mechaber. He says, first of all, he says he makes his own compromises in the Psak. And again, he doesn't follow the other Achronim. First, he critiques the Rambam, that he doesn't write the Bekoros of where he got his halachas from. Be'emes levidayt of shichol kosov kol haTorah mikol mokom veino mekubo Whereas, first he doesn't like the Rambam, he doesn't tell you where he gets it from. Is he getting it from the Gemara, the Yerushalmi? So, so that's it. And then the Yam Shel Shlomo, also, that's the first part of the Yam Shel Shlomo. And then he says that he has tainas on the Mechaber. Also, he doesn't like some of his svaras. Miachas Rosh Hashanah can't cause a Mishkach. Halach Amru. Kachin and Arash. Masha Kosov the Sefer Yaminu Im Yamdu Ha'achim. Sheena Din came Rais Brewers on Field B'Kabbalah. And again, he doesn't like the fact he doesn't quote the other Gedolim. He doesn't take them into account. Okay, so we're up to 10 now. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll... So I would recommend, tomorrow morning, go over the first 9 questions. And...